on fat back, middling.
Shoulders, hams.
Well, wait a minute, she don't want no man. And sometimes we call it belly.
And that's the same
my
thing.
Daughter.
That's the lowest part. Dad used to cut his, and he cut off the strip button along like that. And he called that the belly part, and then the fat back part didn't come on the neck. And then the middle didn't come up on the ribs.
My daughter brought a, some meat down and killed them whole with that one, and they sent it to the packing house. And it up in little packets, and it had back fat on it. We called it fat back, and it had back fat on it.
Oh, that's interesting.
Bad fat!
What do you call pressed meatloaf that's made out of the hog's head, or the hog jowl?
Well? We call that hog head cheese.
Okay.
South made a hog head cheese.
Well, she's talking about what you call it way back out when we knew.
Or if what you call it now. Both. Anything. Okay. What do you call the hard thing in the middle of a cherry?
The seed.
Okay. And what about in the middle of a peach?
Right. Lee. You can go to see a cum.
And do you have a name for a peach whose meat sticks to the seed?
That's a clingstone.
Okay. What about one that the meat doesn't stick?
That's a clingstone.
And what are some beans that don't have to be shelled?
They have to be shelled. Well, you don't shell string beans.
Okay. Snap beans.
Snap beans, whatever you
want to call
them.
You can break them up, you don't have to. You can break them up when it's young and tender. Call them snap beans.
Is that the same thing as string beans?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about some beans that do have to be shelled?
Yep, butter beans.
Are there any others?
Beans. Yeah, pinto beans. Old Navy beans.
Peas?
No, that'd be in the peas. While they come in, you know. You have to shell them.
Shell
peas.
Okay, what do you call the tops of turnips that you eat?
Salad.
What about corn that you just shuck and cook and eat with your hands?
Boiled corn. Corn on the cob.
Corn on the cob.
Yeah, corn on the cob.
Okay. And what about a little animal that's smaller than a squirrel, but it looks a lot like a squirrel?
Smaller than a squirrel, looks like a squirrel.
Sometimes they live in the ground, I think.
Yeah, the ground squirrel, they little bit of thing. And this little old rat, a wood rat, they look sort of like a squirrel. And they ain't got a bushy tail.
Well, that's what makes them look like squirrels, bushy tails.
Would you ever call it a chipmunk or a greenie or a ground
chipmunk.
Squirrel?
Chipmunk.
Okay. And what's a little animal that's black and has a white stripe down the back and smells
skunk.
Too?
Polecat.
Polecat.
A